follow-up meditation to my blog, Slowing Down in 2018 to Speed Up Your Creations. As I shared in my blog this time, I invited you to take January to really stay open and receptive to your soul's guidance about what you are meant to create this year. So this means resisting the pull that is often around us to go really fast and have the whole year planned out and have all of your resolutions set. The invitation is that you are wanting to create a year where you have the stamina, the ease, the flow to stay present throughout the year so that you can create what you are meant to create instead of starting really quickly in January and then fizzling out by February or March. So, having said that, I want to just do a little inner journey to give you a chance to connect with your soul and listen to her guidance on what she is planting in you right now. What seeds is she integrating into your being that you will be called to birth? If you want to have a journal nearby, you can go ahead and do so. And of course, feel free to pause the recording at any time and take more time to do this. So my invitation right now, get comfortable and take a few cleansing breaths. As you do that, bring your awareness to your lower body, your hips, your legs, your feet. Imagine beautiful roots of light going down your legs and out the bottoms of your feet, deep, deep, deep into the earth. Allow your roots to find a beautiful crystal, a beautiful stone that is deep inside the earth. And have your roots wrap themselves up around this crystal in a way that feels right and supportive to you. And then bringing the palms of your hands over your heart center, right at the center of your chest. Take a few inhales as you internally call on your soul. Let your soul know that you want to connect with her. Of course, you know that your soul is always with you, but it is so easy to feel disconnected. So in this moment with your intention, let your soul know that you are willing and open to receive her guidance. And you're just going to ask a few questions. And as I always remind you, don't worry about getting the answers right now. They might come right away, or they might not. They might come at a different time, and that is perfect. Right now, the most important thing is your clear intention as you ask your soul these questions. So your hands on your heart, asking your soul, what seeds are you planting inside of me this month that I will be birthing in 2018? Again, what seeds are you planting inside of me, beautiful soul, that I will be birthing this year in 2018? And one more time, what seeds are you planting inside of me that I will be birthing this year in 2018? Next question. Is there anything you are guiding me to release in order to better nurture these seeds? Again, is there anything you are guiding me to release in order to better nurture these seeds? And one more time, is there anything you are guiding me to release in order to nurture these seeds? Next question. Is there anything you are guiding me to embrace that will help me better nurture these seeds? Again, is there anything you are guiding me to embrace that will help me better nurture these seeds? And one more time, is there anything you are guiding me to embrace that will help me better nurture these seeds? And finally, we just end with, is there anything else? Beautiful soul, is there anything else you want to tell me right now about 2018 and what I will be creating? Again, is there anything else that you want to tell me about 2018 and what I will be creating? Is there anything else you want to tell me about 2018 and what I will be creating? And know that it might come as words, it might come as an image, a memory, a feeling, or like I said, you might not get the answer right now, but just ask the question from your heart. So now thanking your beautiful soul, trust that the guidance will come at the perfect time for you. I'm sending you many blessings and love. Lisa.